Let's begin today's daf is daf pei dalet. So we got to the very last line of pei gimel mabez. We're talking about androgynous, and in particular, that Rabbi Elias is of the opinion that a behema androgynous may not be made into hektish. So the Gemara says the last line here that Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak af anunami tanina. We also learn the Mishnah teaches us the Mishnah that appears in Maseches Becharos and Temurah that Rabbi Eliezer Omer hakalayim vautreifa v'yote dofen utumtum androgynous. All of these types of animals, the din is lo kedusha v'lo makadshin. The kedusha doesn't work. What do they mean lo kedusha v'lo makadshin? So Gemara explains Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says lo betemura v'lo makadshin. So lo kedusha means betemura. And when it says lo b'kachin, but also tmura shema mina. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains that the kedushin b'tmura doesn't work. If you look at Rashi, lo b'kedushin b'tmura, lo mibay, needless to say, tchilas hekdesh delo kachi. That certainly creating kedusha, putting kedusha on the behemoth androgynous and all the other ones listed there, that certainly doesn't work. But dafilu bal mum shekidim mumo lo hekdesho, even if an animal that's a bal mum, and then one tries being makdesh afterwards, lo nacht le kedusha zagov, that won't be chal. So not only that, but on top of that, he says even to take an animal that already has kedusha, last week's parsha, and to try to make tmura onto an androgynous, that too doesn't work. While by a Baal Mum, one can take Kedusha and do Temura, although it's an Isser, but it will be a Chal. The Temura from a Kadosh animal will be Chal on a Baal Mum. It will not be Chal on an androgynous. That's the Chiddush here. So if a Temura won't be Chal, a Kedusha also isn't Chal. That's number one thing he says. Second thing he writes is in terms of lo mekachin be'ozei tmura, he explains that it's a bit of tricky how to understand this. He says, look at the Gemara Maseches Tmura to explain what goes on here. But he ends up writing that also what can take place, you can't use an androgynous to create kedusha through tmura, meaning tmura can't be chal on androgynous, and you can't take kedusha from an androgynous to create tmura. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? We already said that androgynous, you can't make kedusha in the first place. So kavachomer, you can't use a kedusha to create tmura. There's no kedusha to even speak of, but it says, I in the Maseches Tmura to figure out what's going on there. So then the Gemara says, four lines down, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, chayav malav skila kezachar. The din is that we said that one is chayav skila kezachar. Androgynous is considered kezachar. So Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Kishalachti Lilmo Torah Eitel Rebbe Elazar ben Shimua. When it went to learn by him, Chavru Alai Tamidav, his Tamidim gathered around me, Kitana Golem Shal Beis Bukia, like chickens, Veloho Nichunu Lilmo El Davar Echad, they only let me learn one thing with Mishah Seinu. What was the one thing they let me learn? That Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Androgynous, Chayav Malav Skila Kazacha, that was the one thing he learned. So what's that line of chickens? If you just look at the last Rashi in the Perek here, Rashi says, Shal Beis Bukia, Bikim Vecharifim, they were experts. They were sharp. They did not let any foreigner inside. So I was able to squeeze in and learn one halacha. And then they kind of threw me out. But this is the one halacha that I learned when I was there. Hajin lach ha'aril. That ends the parak. So now let's begin the new parak as follows. The Mishnah tells us, Yesh mutaros lebaleim v'asuros li'avimehim. There are certain instances where people are mutter to their husbands, yet asur to be with their yavam. Mutaris liyavamehem v'asuris liyabalehem. Sometimes they're mutter to the yavam, to the brother-in-law, but they're also to be with their husbands. And there's certain instances where mutaris le'elu, the mutter both to the brother, to the husband, and also to the yavam. And then finally, asuris le'elu u'le'elu, the asur both to their husband and also to their brother-in-law, to the yavam. So we have to pay attention to each of these lines. The Gemara is going to analyze them. We'll try to walk through it slowly and carefully. The Mishnah says as follows. The instance where we have that, again, where are we right now? Which ones are?
Four lines
down. Elu mutaris lebalem, vasuris lebalem. Those who are mutter to the husband, also to the yavam. Kohen hedyot, shenosa es ha'almana. He marries an almana, which is a completely mutter. V'yeshel ach kohen gadol, but his brothers are kohen gadol. The kohen gadol may not marry the almana, so that would be also le'yavimehem. Chalal, shenosa kishera. Chalal marries a kishera, he's allowed to marry kishera. V'yeshel ach kasher, and he has an ach kasher, so that would be an instance where the chalal can marry the kshera, but now she becomes a chalala and would be usher to the brother who's a kasher. Or Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael, v'yeshel ach mamzer. So that although Yisrael can marry the bas Yisrael, bas Yisrael may not marry the yavam who's a mamzer. Or mamzer shenasa mamzeres, which is allowed, but yeshel ach Yisrael, but he has a brother who's kasher, that mamzeres cannot marry the yavam who's Yisrael. These are all examples of mutarus libaleim v'asurus liyavimehim. What's the next category? V'elu mutarus liyavimehim v'asurus libaleim. They're mutar to marry the yavam, but asur to be married to their husbands. Now pay attention, we're having a case here, Kiddush. Initially in the Mishnah, we said Lashon of Hanasa, now we're changing to Kedushin. The Gemara is going to pick up on this. So Kohen Gadol Shekidesh es Halamana, he's engaged to an Almana, V'yeshlo Ach Kohen Hedo, but he has a brother who's a Kohen Hedo, so he's also, the Kohen Gadol is also to the Almana, but the brother Kohen Hedo is Mutter, the Yavam is Mutter. Kasher Shenasa Chalala, that's Aser, V'yeshlo Ach Chalala, but he's a brother who's a Chalala, that Chalala may marry the Chalala. That's again the case of Mutter Yavaman, but Aser Lebal. You saw Shenasa Mamzeres, which is Aser, V'yeshlo Ach Mamzer, but his brother is a Mamzer, so he can marry the Mamzeres. Where Mamzer Shenasa Bas Yisrael, that's Aser, but Yeshal Ach Yisrael, but he has a brother who's Mutter, so although she can't remain married to her husband, the Mamzer, she may marry the brother-in-law Yavam, who is a Yisrael. These are all cases of Mutaris Livimehem, V'yasurus Libaleim, the third category. V'elu Asurus L'elu L'elu, what's an instance where the Aser, she is Aser both to her husband and to the Yavam? Koin Gadol Shenasa is Almana, V'yeshal Ach Koin Gadol. Two brothers are Koin Gadol, so they're other, both Aser to the Almana. Oh, Kohen Hedo Shenasa Chalala V'Yeshal Ach Kasher. The Chalala is also both to both brothers who are both Kohanim. Yisrael Shenasa Mamzeres V'Yeshal Ach Yisrael. The Mamzeres can't marry either the husband or the brother-in-law. The Mamzer Shenasa Bas Yisrael V'Yeshal Ach Mamzer. Bas Yisrael may not marry her husband who's a Mamzer, nor to the brother-in-law who's a Mamzer. These are cases of Asuras Le'elu Le'elu. V'Shar Kol Nashim. All other instances outside of the ones we mentioned are all mutaros lebalem ulivemeim. They're mutter both to the husband and to the oven. And then the Mishnah adds another layer, shnios midivrei sofrim. There's a second layer of arayas, shnios arayas, which are arayas midivrei sofrim, midivrei tar, midirabanam, shnios lebal velo shnios liyavam. If it's aser b'shnios to the husband, but not aser b'shnios liyavam, that would be a case of asur lebal umutaros liyavam. And Rashi gives a case I have where it's only aser b'shnios to the brother, to the husband, not aser to the brother-in-law. That's a case of, again, asur lebal umutaros liyavam. Shnios liyavam, if it's a shnius l'rayas to the yavam, but not lo shnius lebal, that would be an example of asur liyavam, but mutaris lebal. If it's shnius lezeh lezeh, that would be, again, an example of asur lezeh lezeh. And then the Mishnah says, these cases of a shnius l'rayas, the Mishnah is going to list a bunch of halachas, which the Gemara will explain not today, but later, daf, ein la lo ksuba, there is no ksuba in this case, because it's also for them to get married, there's a kanas, that there's no payment of a ksuba, lo peros, that she has no rights to the peros, lo mazonos, nor does she have right to any of foods, lo balos, nor any of the cloth. That was part of that relationship, part of that agreement. Vlad Kasher, but the child of such a relationship, although it was Arias, is only Arias, Shnios Larias, therefore the child would only be Kasher, would be Kasher. The Kofanos or Lahotsu, we force them to get divorced. And Amana Lekoin Gadol, Grusha, Vechaluta, Lekoin Hedyot, Mamzeres, Unisin Liyasol, Basisel, Unisin Lamamzer, all of these cases, although there are Yisurim involved, they actually do Yeshla Ksuba. So although the Shnios Larias don't get Ksuba, these cases actually do get Ksuba, and we'll explain all this in the Gemara again on a later daf. So now the Gemara wants to know, I pointed out that the first Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah, mentioned the Kohen Gadol was Nasa to a Amana, Kohen Hedot Nasa L'Amana, but then the Mitzia was a case of Kiddush, so the Gemara wants to know, why are we changing from Nisuin to Kiddush? My Irya, Tetani Nasa. How come in the beginning we taught Nasa, and Rashi says we're referring to the case of Anasa Almana Kai, where it's a case that Kohen Hedot was Nasa as Almana, which is allowed, but he had a brother as a Kohen Gadol, so that was the ratio. Why Dafka Nasa? Listen, Kiddush, why do we say where the Kohen Hedot is engaged to L'Amana, which is allowed, but if he were to die, his brother is a Kohen Gadol, that would be also to L'Amana. Even by Kiddush, by Kiddushin, it would be the same halacha as Nisun and Kiddushin. So why Dafka did the Mishnah choose Nisun? The Chitame, if you're going to tell me, Taima, the Nasa, only because the Kohen Hedot married the Amana, now that there's a Suin, that's why if the Kohen Hedot dies, she may not marry the Kohen Gadol, because now that she's married, the Havali Ase Velo Sase, there's two problems. One is she's an Amana, but also she's no longer Basula either once there's marriage, so there's an Ase and a Lo Sase, and the Ase of Yibum from the Kohen Gadol cannot override the Ase and Lo Sase that exists with her being an Amana plus being a Be'ula. But had there only been Kedushin with the Kohen Hedot of a Kiddush, it would only be an Aseh of being an Amana, but she remained a Basula, so it's only an Aseh, but no Los Aseh. So maybe one would have thought, Aseh, let the Aseh of Yibum come, V'docha the Los Aseh. That's why only Nisuin, we don't allow the Kohen Gadol to do Yibum. But had it been Kedushin, Einachanam, the Kohen Gadol may have done Yibum if he wanted to. Aseh docha Los Aseh. Gemara says, can't be. Because Hakula Pirkin, our whole Perek is a case of Aseh, Velos Aseh, Velos Aseh, Vedachilos Aseh. All the other examples, Is it a lav here, a lav there? We don't say let the asay of yibam override the lav of mamzer, the lav of this, the lav of that. So we're not working with asay dochalos asay at all here. So even had it been a case of kedushin and there would only be a lav to deal with, we still would not have invoked the asay of yibam override the los asay. So that can't be the reason why we chose nesuin over kedushin. So why did we choose nesuin over kedushin? So Gemara says mishum de kabay lemisay seifa, because a seifa we had to teach. Kohen Gadol shenoses almana dafka, only nasa. The case of the Sefer was, the Kohen Gadol was married to an almana, that's aser, but if the brother-in-law was a Kohen Hedya, that situation, so dafka nasa, the shavi chalala, because a Kohen Gadol who marries an almana, he renders her a chalala, that's where she becomes aser now. Aval kiddush, if there's only engagement, sharyale would have been mutter, right? What was the case again? That was which case was the Sefer? That was, 1 second. The Kohen Gadol who married the Almana, and he had a brother-in-law who was a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedya, the din was usher to both them. So Dafka, if it was Nasa that makes her Halala, she can't marry even the Kohen Hedya. But had there only been Kedushin between the Almana and the Kohen Gadol, then he died, then the Kohen Hedya would have been able to marry the Almana, because the Almana can marry a Kohen Hedya, it's just he can't marry a Halala. So there is a very important distinction between Nisuin and Kedushin by the Seifa. So once the Seifa had to be a case of Nisuin, Memela Huadin, the Reisha, had to be a case of Nisuin, even though it didn't have to be, but we wanted to be consistent. I said, wait a second. There is no consistency in the Mishnah. You're right, the Seifa is Nisuin. You're right, the Reisha is Nisuin. That's consistent. But the problem is the Metziah, the middle case, Adatani Mishum Seifa, because we taught the Reisha of a case Nisuin, because the Seifa had to be Nisuin, but look at the Mitziyasa. Mishum Mitziyasa, we have the case, it says, Kohen Gadol, Shekidush es ha'almana, v'yeshel ach, Kohen Hedor. We said it's usher to the husband, Kohen Gadol, but mutter to the husband, Kohen Hedor, because there's only Kedushim. So once the Mitziyasa is a Kedushim, we could have also taught the Reisha Kedushim as well. So God says, you're right. In a Chanami, the Reisha could have been Kedushim because the Mitziyasa. You know why we taught the Reisha to be the case of Nisuin Dafka? Ela Mishum Bas Bukta. What's Bas Bukta? It's a term of some sort used to talk about the that which is written next to it. What's Bas Bukta mean? What was the halacha taught next to it? The Kabay Lemisei Chalal Shenasa Ksheira. We needed to teach a case of a Chalal who marries a Ksheira and he has a brother who's Kasher. So that's a case of Mutter to be with the husband, but Aser to be with the Yavam. Why? Because Taima Dinasa, because once the Chalal marries a Ksheira, although that's allowed, he now renders her Shavya Chalal. Now she becomes a Chalala. And that Chalala cannot go ahead now and marry the Kohen Hedya. So only because a Chalal did Nisuin with a Ksheira, he made it to Chalala and Aser to the Kasher Kohen, the brother. But had it only been Kedushin between the Chalal and the Ksheira, only Kedushin, not Nisuin, she would have remained Ksheira actually, and she would have been Mutter to marry the brother-in-law. So dafka, that case had to have been a case in Nisuin where he makes the ksheira into chalala. Aval kiddush, if it had only been kiddushin, sharyalei, the wife would have been a mutter to the kohen yehedya. So since that case was a case of Nisuin dafka, mishum hachi katani rinasa, we had to teach the first case of Nisuin as well, because those two halachas are adjacent to each other in the Mishnah. Okay, so now we've explained why that case was Nisuin. So now the Gemara asks in the very last line of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Says, Umay Irya the Katani Almana. Listen, Basula. How can we talk the case? The Kohen Hedyot, who marries an Almana, that was the situation in the Mishnah. If he marries an Almana, and he's a brother of a Kohen Gadol, that was a case where Mutter to the brother, to the husband rather, but Aser Liyavim. Why not case, teach a case of Listen, Basula? The Kohen Hedyot married a Basula. But when the Kohen Hedyot dies, she becomes an Almana, and by definition, she's Aser to the Kohen Gadol. Why did the Kohen Hedyot have to marry a Mana who's already an Amana? It could have been a Basula and still would have been the same Halacha, because after, again, the Kohen Hedyot dies, she becomes an Amana. So why was that the chosen as Amana versus him marrying a Basula? And the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me in the top of Pei Dalet Amud Beis, you know why they chose that the Kohen Hedyot married an Amana and not that he married a Basula who then became an Amana? Because maybe you're going to suggest, V'chi Tema Kesavar Haitana, maybe the author of our Mishnah holds, Nisun Harishonim Mapilim. What is this? What point of time do we look at to figure out what is the status of that wife to see whether she's roy to the yavam or not? Do we look at the initial marriage between Kohen Hedyot, or we look at when the Kohen Hedyot died? So when we say Nisun Rishon means what happened when the Kohen Hedyot got married, or do we still say it goes based on Misa, what happens when he died? So maybe it goes based on what happened when he initially married. If he initially married, according to Hedda, married a Basula, and if that's the point in time we look at, so although she becomes a mother later on, we don't look at later on. We look at the Nisun Rishonim. And since the Kohen Hedda married a Basula, she's Mutta the Kohen Gadol Yavam. That's the deciding moment. So if you're going to tell me, we look at what was the status of Nisun Rishonim, so if she was Basula again, she'd be Mutta the Kohen Gadol. That's why the Mishnah had to choose a case of where the Kohen Hedyot marries an Amana, because the Shas Nisun Rishonim, the Amana was Aser to the Kohen Gadol Yavam. If that's what you're going to suggest, again, the Chitema, Kesavah Haitana, this Tana is of the opinion that Nisun Rishonim are Mapil, and that's the deciding factor whether you're Mapil, the wife, to the Yavam or not. Well, Harei Chalal, Shanasa Kshera, Velo Amina Nisun Rishonim Mapil. When the Chalal married the Kshera at that moment, they were actually Mutta. She was a Kshera at that time. So we don't say that the Kshera is allowed to marry the kosher Kohen Gadol. We don't go to the Kohen Hedyot. We don't go based on that. We go based on, since when they got married, now Bashas Misa, she's now a Chalala. We don't let the Chalala marry the Yavam who's kosher. So in other words, we certainly don't go based on Nisun Rishonim. Even though Bashas Nisun Rishonim, this person was a Kshera, but now Bashas Misa, she's called the Chalala. So Havadai, Gemara says, you're right. It's not because Nisun Rishon Me'apilim. The reason why the Mishnah chose the case of Almana and not the case of a Kohen Hedyot marrying a Basula, Havada, this certainly was chosen Mishum Seifa. Mishum Seifa, Mishum the Kabbai Lemisse Seifa, Kohen Gadol Shinasa as Almana. Kohen Gadol, the only case for it to be awesome for the Kohen Gadol is to marry an Almana. V'yeshal Ach Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedyot. So since that case only makes sense when the Kohen Gadol marries Dafka Almana, Aval Basula, had he married a Basula, Chazilei, it would have been fit to for the others as well. Would have been fit for the Kohen Hedyot. So therefore, as well, Mishamalchi Ketani Almana, we chose the case of Almana, but the Kohen Hedyot as well. But Ein Hachanami, the Kohen Hedyot could have married a Basula, and then he died, and she would have become an Almana, and would have been usher to the Yavam Kohen Gadol as well. But again, since the Seifa was a case where a Kohen Gadol married Almana, we chose the Reisha to be a case where the Kohen Hedyot also married an Almana. But Ein Hachanami, it could have been different. So now the Gemara asks a different question. So Maskevla, Rapapas. We had a whole list of types of examples in the Mishnah where it's Asa Lazeh, Mutta Lazeh. So the Mishnah is going to suggest a few others that were not mentioned in the Gemara is going to mention a few others that may not have been mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara wants to know why not. So Maskevla Rapapa. In Misa, if it's really true, that which we learned a few days ago, Lahad Dechi Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted from Amar Rabbi Yochanan saying the following, Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa Mitzis Rishona, Bina Sheni. So there's different reports what Rabbi Yochanan actually held, but according to Rabbi Dimi, Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that the child follows the mother. And since in this case, the mother was a mitzvah Rishona, so the child becomes a Sheni. Now, Have, Lisei Nami Mitzvah Sheni, we should have taught the case, where the mitzvah Sheni, a male Sheni, Shenasa Shtei Mitzvahs, he had two wives, and both of them were Mitzvahs. Achas Rishona V'achas Shnia. One was Rishona, one was Shnia. V'hayu Lobanim Mirishona V'Shnia, had a child from each of them. Meaning one was a Mitzri Shlishi and one's a Mitzri Shnia. The children goes based on the mother. Now, Mitzri Shlishi, in essence, is a full-fledged Jew at this point, a Mitzri Shlishi. So one's a Yisrael, one's a still Mitzri Sheni. So now, what happens in this case here? Let's create the situation. If they married the correct way, like they're following the proper halach, we'll look at Rashi to walk us through that, then that would be a case of Mutaris Libalayam Vasur's Livamayam. They're Mutar to the husband, but also to the brother-in-laws. So look at Rashi to explain this case. Rashi, four narrow lines down from the top. Ki rachayu, if the children married correctly, shlishi nasa yisraelis, which is allowed. The mitzri shlishi can marry a full-fledged bas yisrael. Visheni mitzris shnia. So then the sheni married a mitzri shnia, which is allowed for him as well. So that would be a case where, although they're mutter to marry to their husbands, but aser livimeim, because the yisraelis may not marry the yavam who's a mitzri sheni. And the other way around, the mitzri shnias, if she loses her husband, she can't marry the mitzri shlishi because he's a full-fledged Jew at this point. So that would be an example of mutter lebalem vaser levemem. That was left off the list. And now further, the Gemara says, now if they did the other way around, if the mitzri sheni married Yisraelis, or the mitzri shlishi married a mitzri sheni, that's a case where it's aser to their husbands, but mutter to levemem. So the Gemara says, if they switched around who they married, v'nasiv, that would be mutaris levemem v'yasur lebalem. And now what's a case of mutaris le'elu le'elu? Let's say both the mitzri shlishi and the mitzri sheni marry both gioros, that would be allowed, mutter, they can marry gioros, and also to the yavam can marry gioros. And what would be a case of asuris le'elu le'elu? Islandess, if they marry an islandess, So both of them would be Asur, and the Yavam would be Asur as well. That's two Asur. If you look at Rashi, Asur is Le'elu Le'elu Islandis, Yisraelis. She's a Yisraelis, but she's an Islandis. Im Sheini Nasa Yisraelis, the Islandis, Asur Lo, Mishim the Yisraelis. Since she's a Yisraelis, Uch Shemes, Asur Yavama, Mishim Asher, Teled, Pratla Islandis, Sheini Yoledis. So it'd be Asur in both directions. If she's an Islandis, both to the husband, and also Asur to the Yavama as well. Fine. So now, why wasn't this mentioned in the Mishnah? This would have been a very nice example to fit in beautifully into the whole structure of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you know why it was left off? Tana v'Shaira. It wasn't exhaustive. Our Mishnah was not perfect, was not exhaustive. It left some things off the list. So we know whenever one thing is left off the list, it only makes sense if two things were left off the list. So my Shaira, the High Shaira, what else was left off that we left off this case of Mitzri? So the Gemara says, you know what else was left off? Shire Pesu Daka. The case of Pesu Daka, that too is left off the list. You could have the same exact structure with the Pesu Daka. I'll read through Rashi just really quickly. Rashi writes that Shire Pesu Daka, to have a Matzah Lebisnei Beikula, you could have taught the same exact structure with the Pesu Daka. Pesu Daka, Shenasa Yisraelis, Asura, Lebaila. She can't marry a Pesu Daka, Le'avoba Kala, says by Pesu Daka, but Mutaris Le'avama, Kasher. But she can marry the Pesu Daka's brother if he was Kasher. And Hakasher, Shenasa Kshera, that it's mutter to the Baal, but Yeshua Ach Psuadaka, but if the Yavam is a Psuadaka, that'd be Asur Liyavama, Umutaris Labaila. And Psuadaka, Shinasa Yisraelis, for Yeshua Ach Psuadaka, if the two brothers were both Psuadakas, that'd be a case of Asur Labaal, Uliyavam, and if it's a Gioris, where Psuadaka may marry Gioris, and that'd be Mutaris Lazer Lazer, if both are Psuadakas, or even one was Psuadaka, the other one was a Stam Kasher, that would be a case of Mutaris Lazer, Mutaris Lazer. So that would be another nice example that would have fit very nicely into our Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Imishim Psuadaki, if you're going to tell me Psuadaka was left off the list, Lav Shirahu. That was not really left off the list. The Tanalei Chai V'Lavin. So it already gave an example of Chai V'Lavin. So Psuadaka is another Chai V'Lavin. They weren't going to list every example of Chai V'Lavin. Once they mentioned the case of Mamzer, a case of Kohen Gadol and Almana and Kohen Hedin and Chalal, they didn't have to mention every case. So it was Bichlal, the cases of Chai V'Lavin. So Gemara says, wait a second. Katani, Hatu Chai V'Lavin, Milo Katani, Vahadatani. What do you mean? The Mishnah gives multiple examples of Lavan. It didn't give one example of Lavan and then figure out the rest. It gave an example of a Mamzer, gave an example of a Chalal, gave an example of a Aman Kohen Gadol. So it taught other cases. The Gemara says, no. Each case of Lav, we're going to learn now, it was actually taught for another Chiddush. It wasn't just listing things. They had a new Chiddush that had to be taught. What were the Chiddushim? V'akatani Kohen Hedyot Shenasa Amana V'chal Shenasa Kishera. These were two examples of Lavan, yet they listed both of them separately. Where it says, no. Ahu itzrich le, that was needed lashmina to tell me kedav Yehuda Merav. Damar Yehuda Merav lo hu's haru ksheiras l'hinasa l'psulim. A kohenes, a bas kohen, kshera, she's not warned about marrying an apostle. She can marry an apostle. Only kohen hedyot has to be careful who he marries. He has to protect his yichlus. But a kohenes does not have to. So that's why we have to teach that case of a cholol shenasa kshera. Yes, it's a case of a lav. And we already mentioned a case of a lav by the kohen gadol and the almana. We have to teach another case of a chala marrying a kshera to teach me this klal that they're not huzar on psul. Gemara said, "What do you mean? V'ha'katani chalal shenasa kshera, v'yisrael shenasa bas yisrael, v'yishal ach mamzer." So that's also another case. So we're teaching multiple cases of different types of lavim, a mamzer chalal. Why are we teaching all of them? Gemara said, "No, honami lo mahadir misa." This is also not considered repetitive. Rather, he, the Ashmin, coming to teach me, lav shein shava b'chol, that even when the lav isn't shava b'chol, this halacha would still be the same. That's the chiddush. The kamash b'lam, lav ha-shava b'chol, even though it's a lav that's equal to everybody, ha-katan Yisrael, shenasa mamzeris, v'yeshal ach Yisrael. So we already taught a case of the lav that is shava b'chol, a case of a mamzer. So wait a second. I went ahead. First he said, no, we have to teach me the case of a chalal, that although the chalal is lav, a shava b'chol, it's not equal to everybody, still nonetheless we taught you the chiddush, there's a chiddush that too has the same exact dinim that apply. So Gemara then says, wait a second here. Gemara says, look at kamash v'lan, lav, hashava b'chol, hakatani, you already taught the case of Yisrael, shenasa, mamzeres, v'yeshal ach, Yisrael. And yet we repeat the different cases here, even though there are no added chiddushim by this last case here. Gemara says, you're right. Elalav shmamina tana v'shaya. Shmamina must be right. We did repeat multiple cases in the Mishnah, even though there are no chiddush by the case of a chalal, in the case of mamzer, in the case of mana. We can't find a chiddush by every example chosen. Must be the Mishnah is being somewhat exhaustive and somewhat repetitive, but left a couple things off the list. What did it leave off? It left off the case of Mitzri, and it also left off the case of a Petua Daka as well. So now the Gemara quotes what we said just above. Gufa. Amar v'yuda marav, lo hu's haru ksheros linasei lepsum. We don't warn the ksheros, the women kohanos, we don't warn them about marrying psum. They may marry a chala if they want. They can marry a kohenes, can marry a chala. That's not of concern. So Gemara says, lema, let's suggest, misai le, this is supported by the following statement, misai le, that a chalal shenasa kshera. So what's a kshera in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says a chalal may marry kshera. Is it not my lava, kohenes, haruilo, that a kohenes is the kshera that we speak of, that a chalal may marry a kohenes, umai kshera, kshera lakuna, that the din is that she's kasha, she's kshera, she's allowed to marry a kohen, but nonetheless, she also can marry a chalal if she so chooses, because a kohanos are not warned about wearing a chalalim if they want. Or says, love, not true. When we say a chalal may marry a kshera, you know what that means? It's not referring to a kohenes. It's referring to Yisraelis. Umai kshera kshela kal, that she may a chalal may marry Yisraelis, and we call a kshera because she's kshera lakal, she can marry into the kal, that's the chiddush, but there is no raya from the Mishnah that kohanos or kohenes can marry a chalal. So Gemara Ihachi, that's the case, we're referring to a chalal marrying Yisraelis, and that she's kshera, why is she called kshera? Because she's kshera lakal. Ihachi, that's the case. Yesh l'ach kasha, we said that a chalal marries a kshera, and he has a brother who's an ach kasher. So nami kasher lakal, we're going to say that this kasher lakal, mechlal dehu pasal lakal. So we're saying a chalal as a brother who's a kasher. So the word kshera now, and kasher in this context means kasher to marry into the kal, into a regular Jew. So now, brother kasher means he can marry into the kal. That means a chalal may not marry into the kal. That's the contrast, but that's not true. A chalal actually can marry the kal into the kal. Gemara says again, V'yeshal ach kasher, nami kasher lakal, that means his brother's kasher lakal, implying mechlal the who, he himself, the chal himself, is pasal lakal. That's not true. We know a chalal actually may marry into the kal. He's allowed to marry, just the children are not kohanim, but he can marry Yisraelis, he can marry into the kal. Elav must be kohen. It must be that referring to the kasher, he's a kasher in terms of being a kohen. And miduhu kohen, from the fact that he's a kohen, it must be that just like that brother kasher, ach kasher is a kasher kohen. It must be she as a kshera is referring to a kohenes as well. She must be a kohenes. And therefore, this is a raya that a chalal may marry a kohenes because that's what kshera means. Well, it says, no. Midi ir, does it have to be exactly that way? Hakadisa, hakadisa. Meaning the brother, ach kasher, could refer to a kasher kohen. And she, being a kshera, could refer to a Yisraelis. Doesn't mean they both have to be kohanim, and there still isn't a raya from this case. So now the Gemara asks a question. Meisiv, Rabin Bar Nachman, is it really true, this concept that women, kohanas are not warned about marrying a psulim? Lo yikachu, the pasuk says. Isha zonav chalala lo yikachu, visha gusha misha lo yikachu. It says in plural, lo yikachu, in plural. Both a man and the woman are warned not to marry a psulim. So, milamed she isha muzheres al yidei ha'ish. The woman can't marry a pasul. Just like a chalal, or rather just like a kohen, cannot marry a chalala, a kohenes can't marry a chalal either. It's a mefurish pasuk that chalal applies lo yikacha to both them. So Gemara says no. Amar Rava kol hecha duhu muzar he muzaris. We go focus based on the man. When the man can't marry in that same relationship, she can't marry either. In other words, a kohen can't marry a chalala. In that instance where the iser a kohen marrying a chalala, the chalala also has an iser to marry the kohen. But when there is no iser to the man, the case that say a chalal is not worried about marrying a kohenes, he's allowed to marry a kohenes. So if he has no iser of the chalal, she doesn't have an iser either. So that's what he says again. Kol heichal dehu muzer, when he is asked to marry her, namely a kohen to the chalala, so he muzer, she also, as a chalala also, cannot marry him. But kol heichal dehu lo muzer, when he's not warned, when he's a chalal, he's not warned, he may marry a Kshera Kohenes, he lo mustara, in that same relationship, she as a Kshera is also not subject to the lav. So all goes based on him, if he's Aser, not Aser, that would dictate whether his partner in that particular relationship would be Aser. But Eina Hanami, a Isha Kshera, an Isha Kohenes, may marry a Chalal, there is no Iser. Where I said, wait a second, Mehacha Acha, Mehacha Nafka, is it learned out from that Halacha, that both the man and women, lo yikachu, that's how we know that men and women are equally Aser and Alav? We know this from a general concept. That midir Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. The Gemara uses this many times throughout Shas. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav V'chein Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel Ish O Isha Kiyasu Mikol Achatos HaAdam. Whenever they violate an Adam, it's in the context of Mi'ilah happens to be, but it says Ish O Isha couples them together. Shehishva hakasav isha leish lecho onshin debatorah. Every lav in the Torah, with the exception of three, the three lav in the Mishnah, Meseches Gittin, Meseches Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes tells, women are not bechal the iser of hashchas zakan, bal takifu, cutting their payas, and it comes to tumas kohanim. Those are three lavim that don't apply to women. Outside of those three, women are chayvin all lavim. So based on this pasuk, that isha isha, not based on the pasuk of lo yikachu, we don't need lo yikachu to tell me that women are equal to men legabi lavim. So Gemara says you're right. But we only had the pasuk of isha isha by me'ila, that the general concept of lavim applied to women equally. However, I mean, I would have thought that's only true of a lav hashav b'kol, when it's a lav that applies to all men equally. But of a lav she'eno shav b'kol, but a lav that's unique to Kohen, the lav of Chalala, the lav of Zona, which is unique to Kohen, and maybe women which should not be b'chlal, the Isser, lo, that's not true. Kamash Malan, the Pasuk says, lo yikachu, that when it's unique to the Kohen, still nonetheless women are subject to the same exact Isser as well. Okay, we will stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day off.